Football Press is on the stage with the winning conductor, Dr. Nicholas Childs. Congratulations on a personal basis and also for the band. What does it mean for Black Dyke in its 150th year?
It's just magic. It's just magic. Honestly, you don't take anything for granted. And I said to the band before we came onto this, you know, that they put the time in and we've got a good draw as well. And I also remind them there was going to be a lot of other bands who had good draws and a lot of other bands that worked just as hard. And I've got to say, it was just ecstatic. I was so nervous, I've got to tell you, I didn't come in for the results. I was outside and I just heard everybody else's reaction and dived in, and it was just brilliant, brilliant feeling.
And the piece itself, did you enjoy it?
It was a great piece to work on. It was one of the most technically most difficult pieces, I think, that anybody had probably played. And musically, I think you had to do a lot of searching. I did a lot of reading. I'm a massive fan of Ram Torvey, brilliant conductor, but a great personality as well, and he'd left a lot of personality within the music, and I think there was some fun parts in it, and I tried to bring out that bit of entertainment too.
Bit with the drink.
Is
that personal experience?
I'd rather not comment on that, but the illustrations could be delivered later tonight. But you know, one of the other things somebody said to me, you know, is that the first time for me? And it was. And, you know, I'm pleased to say that I had a second with Triga, our band.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a second with Foden's. I've had some seconds with Black Dyke. And it's my very first one, and I'll make sure that I'll be trying just as hard every other year too. I've got to say, I didn't have the opportunity to listen to a lot of the bands because, obviously, we were number 13. But I did come in to listen to my brother's band. I thought they were outstanding. They were outstanding. And I know that it must have been a really tight contest, and on this occasion, I'm looking at the Mortimer Trophy, and every time I go to my brother's house, he always shows me the two that he's got, so I'm really pleased I've got one too.
And on a personal basis, you are the first conductor in brass band history to win all four majors.
Well, my dad would be really proud, and so am I.
Well, congratulations to Nadine, I'm sure you're going to have a great celebration afterwards.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Four Bars Rest is at the side of the stage with Bramble Tovey, who is the composer of the Kirsty today, the Mike to Sing. The piece has been fantastically well received by players, performers and the audience alike. You must be delighted today.
Well, it's always nice when you please somebody, but to please everyone is a little difficult. I just wanted to write a test piece that was going to be worth the hours and hours and hours of motorway driving, the time away from families. I mean, I've seen Foden's in action. I know what's involved in preparations for a contest. To me, it was very important those hours should be justified. I just didn't want to write a few long notes and so on. And I wanted to write a piece of music that was very much in the traditional mould. And I just remembered my own first experience of going to a contest, which was Journey into Freedom at the Albert Hall with my dad, who died the next year, actually. And so that's one of my biggest, fondest memories. And so I wanted to write something that actually would say something about that for my mum too, so it was just nice of you to say that. Thank you very much.
Inspiration for the day, of course, was on for V-Day, but it's the pieces that reflected the time. It just wasn't for celebration. There was always remembrance of people who didn't make it through the war, etc., and there's some very poignant moments in the piece as well. Did you find the inspiration personally from family?
Well, there's a lot of, I think every family can find somewhere some kind of terrible tragedy in that war. And I know, for example, my aunt, who lost her about to become fiancé, who was a Battle of Britain pilot. And I just think about the tragedy of that war. And I guess reading Maureen Waller's wonderful book, London 1945, and then also reading, by pure coincidence, a couple of days later, the John Betjeman poem, which is quoted in the score. I mean, it seemed to me that there was this dichotomy of both the tragedy and the exhilaration, and yet people were experiencing the same thing at the same time. And of course, all great drama or great music, in a sense, has this this feeling of extremes to support it. Now then, you've got to write the music, of course, it goes with that, and that's what I tried to do. But it just seemed to me that if I wanted to write a piece, this was the year to do that, being the 60th anniversary. And I guess it's the first test piece that I've actually written for a competition, so I must say I have really enjoyed the experience.
You must have enjoyed the experience. I understand you listened to all 18 performances. Are you going to be a regular now to listen to all bands?
Well, you know, I really enjoy participating, and it's very difficult for me to find the time to prepare at the bands. I mean, the only time I won a competition was with Rigid Containers, and I was with them for 3 whole weeks before the contest, and I just don't have that time these days, and I would like to still participate if I can find the time. But so I don't think I will be sitting out there unless I have a piece. But, you know, I really learnt a lot from listening to every single performance. And it's just so rotten that there has to be a winner and the rest are losers, in a sense. I don't think that's true. I think the bands, the ones that are in the teens, I've heard of a couple of bands that are in the teens that I just moved me to tears today with some of the music making. And so in a sense, it's a shame that has to happen, but everybody knows that that's kind of thing. You accept that when you come into it. For me, what was so great today was that people took my humble piece, which I gave a lot of energy and time to, and just looked for the music. They just breathed the music in it, and for me, that was very moving.
Many thanks indeed. Congratulations on the composition, and I hope we can hear something else from you in the future.
Well, I think I've got my work cut out at the moment, but maybe soon. I'd like to write another one, and if anyone's interested, but maybe three or four. I've been thinking about it, but at some point, we'll see.
Many thanks indeed.
Thank you.
Four Bars West is on the stage of Symphony Hall with the adjudicator Derek Broadbent, one of the three who was in the box today. From your remarks that you give off the stage, you seem to have had an enjoyable time, but a difficult decision.
Absolutely enjoyable time, from the first band to the last. And a difficult decision, because, as I said, there were some scintillating performances. Not just one or two, but three, four, five, you know. They all had their own little misdemeanors, I think, in their own way. And we had to nitpick very, very, very carefully, to really to decide who was going to do.
Was it a question really of musicality, or at the very top level, was it just a question of the differences, the odd mistake from between the bands?
I think the last push, it was the fact of just the odd little mistake. I've got to say, I think that probably actually did display the factor, because the musicality, you can't place a band first and a band second on musicality. That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. And overall, the overall standard of all the 18 performances?
The overall standard on a very, very difficult piece of music was top class.
And you think a piece of music such as this will hopefully keep the crowds coming back at the British Open, because it's proved very popular today?
Well, I would sincerely hope so. I mean, I've got to say, there aren't many new works that have done this, are there? I'm not saying there aren't, that no. Some haven't, because that would be unfair. Of course they have. But there's not been very many new works that have done. And there are, of course, some that have had quite a lot of adverse publicity. And I don't remember this getting any adverse publicity from the bands. All I heard from the comments were that it's extremely difficult. And boy, they got that right.
Many thanks indeed, Derek.
You're
I hope
welcome,
you enjoyed
yeah.
it, and hopefully see you soon in the future.
Hopefully, yes. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. We're on the stage with David Thornton, who was the winning soloist today in the winning performance, apparently. Congratulations, David.
Thank you very much.
It was a fine show. How did you think it went on stage with the band today?
Well, it's always difficult to tell when you're on stage exactly how it's gone, because, I mean, you know, you can't stand away from the band. But I mean, I think we felt fairly confident, or comfortable rather, when we came off. So, you know, from then on, it's in the lap of the gods, isn't it?
What did you think of the euphonium part itself? It seemed very high.
It was extremely high, and it was always going to be a one to test every player that played today. But it was always going to be tough to get a clean performance. I was quite pleased with my performance, and it seems so were the judges, so that's good.
Well, I hope now you have the time to have some celebrations tonight.
I'm sure we will, so I'll get in the background anyway.
Well, congratulations, we'll speak to you again.
Thank you very much.
Four Bars West is with Paul Lovett Cooper, the principal percussionist of the Black Dyke Band and now the 2005 British Open champions. What's it like to play in a band that are now winning every contest that you go to?
It's fantastic. I mean, I've had about 13 years of top banding. Never done the Grand Slam so far, and we're one contest away. European champions, British Open champions. I know we're current national champions, but we've got to win it this year to do the Grand Slam, but it's fantastic at the moment, absolutely fantastic.
And it's been a good week for you. I understand that your work, Earth Fury, is being premiered in Ireland.
Yes, it is. I've had an invite to go over to Ireland next weekend, and they're going to be doing the Irish premiere. They're also going to do another piece that I've written, which is Donegal Bay. They're going to show that over there as well.
Oh, so it's been an excellent week then. So anything else we look forward to for London?
I've got quite a few things to look forward to. I've got on the composing front, I've got a major work that's due for release very soon, and you know, watch this space, and we'll see what things happen with that. But I mean, so far I'm riding the crest of a wave, really.
Well, congratulations. I hope you have a very good night tonight in Birmingham.
Thank you very much.
Don't get too drunk.
I'll try not to, no. My voice is going a bit now, but fingers crossed, you know, it'll be gone by the end of the night.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.